is Shloisha Klolos V'Yarbo Mekoymos. There are three Klolos, it's true, that's all. But it pertains to four different places, though. There are four places. Like there's a case of Shutfis, different type of Shutfis. There's a Shutfis, we have a right to bring everything. There's a Shutfis, we only have both a right to bring Shmorim. And there's a Shutfis, we both only have a right to bring the Paris. So kiss, even though there are only three Klolos, but it pertains to four different places. Like Rashi says, the Ein Gimel Dinim, Prishos HaNizek is Chayim V'Kol, Prishos HaMazik is Potem Mikol, V'Chotzer HaShutfim Chayim V'Chatzer Nezer B'Kerem Napotel HaShem B'Regel. But there are four Mekoymes there, it depends how you divide up the Shutfis. Therefore, there's no Stira, the price goes only according to Reb Tarfon. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Shum Kesef, sometimes you have to evaluate the money, we'll soon see what that means. Rashi says, Kulam Asnisim HaForosh B'Gemara. The Gemara explains every part of the Mishnah. So first the Mishnah says, Shum Kesef. You have to evaluate the damage according to its value. Shove Kesef, you can pay back not only in money itself, but Shove Kesef, value of things that are worth the money, you can also pay back with. Bifnei Bezdin, when we evaluate how much the damage was, we have to do it in front of a Bezdin. V'Alpi Edim, you have to have Edim there tell you how much the damage was. Bnei Chorin, only if it's done to people that are Bnei Chorin, free people, not Avodim. Bnei Bris, only by Jews, not by Goyim. V'hanoshim Mechlal HaNezik, a lady, an Isha, is Mechlal HaNezik. If someone does damage to her, or she does damage, V'chayiv, she's like an Ish, Nagei to Hezik. V'hanizik, v'hamazik, v'tashlumim. And certain times, both have to pay. Both the Nizik and the Mazik, both pay together. So all this we'll see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says like this. What does the first part of the Mishnah mean? My shum kesef. What does it mean to say you have to evaluate with money, with silver? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says shum ze. That we have to evaluate how much damage was done here. Loi hei ela bekesef. It has to be done exactly with money. How much it's worth? And Rashi says shum ze shel nizokin loi hei ela bekesef shei bezdin shomin kame shava hanezek. You have to take clear and see exactly how much the damage was. If you killed the shor, if you damaged the shor, exactly how much that axe was worth. It was worth $100. That's how much you have to pay. We'll soon see what the chiddush is. So Gemara says, Tanina, we learned like this. Lohoda tana rabbanon, like it says in the Braisa. So Rashi says about Tanina means b'mas nisin. And now Mishnah is explaining like Lohoda tana rabbanon b'braisa. Like we learned in the Braisa. So Rashi says, Shemamina, the whole Braisiki. It's like a proof that this Braisa is a real Braisa. Because the Mishnah is the Messiah, says come out the same thing. So what? Poor Rosh Hazeka Talis. Let's say if your a cow does damage to your talis, Rashi says, Shador Soleh Bechotra Nizik. That your poor came into my Rishus and trampled over my talis. The talis Shehazika Poro. And now this talis also did damage to the Poro. So Rashi says, Vitalis. Also, what's going to be in a case where the parah, let's say, tripped over your talis and broke its leg? So what's going to be in such a case? So in such a case, each one did damage to the other one. The parah did damage to the talis, and the talis did damage back to the parah. Saying, I mean, we don't just say that Tate say parah vitalis, listen, vitalis the parah, you did damage to me, I did damage to you, we'll quit. You keep your parah, I keep my talis, and that's over, go home. That you can't say. Like Rashi says, Einoimim, teitzei parah batalis means, Yitales a parah shazika talisoi, v'loitei nishumis, elehen chasav en yaisi itlenu. Like, don't just say, listen, my talis did damage to your parah, or the opposite, so keep the talis, or keep the parah. We can't just say, keep the parah. In other words, in each case, either the parah did damage to the talis, so we can't say, listen, your parah damaged my talis, keep my parah. Or else in the case where my parah tripped over your talis, so your talis did damage to my shor. So we don't just say, keep the talis. Ela, but rather, shomin oisa bedomin. We have to take each case differently and see exactly how much damage was done. If the shor broke its regular, it's only worth $25, that fixed. And the talis is worth $100, you can't keep the talis. You only have a right to get $25. Then that's called shum kesef. For every damage that happened, we have to check it out carefully to evaluate exactly how much the damage was. And that's how much you pay. We don't just not make an estimate, keep the talus or keep the parah. Alright, turn over. Shava Kesef. What's the chiddush of Shava Kesef? The Torah Rabbanu wrote in a price like this: Shova Kesev Malam comes to teach us Shein Bezdin Nizokkin Elul Nechosim Sheish Lamachrayis. That when Bezdin goes to collect, we collect from property, we collect from karka. That's called Yeshba Machrayis. Trashi Malam Shein Bezdin Lifra Min Amazik. When the Bezdin comes down to the Mazik to collect money, Elim Kem Yesh LaKarka. Only if they take away property. Tahainu Shova Kesev Demasnisin. That's called Shova Kesev. Not only money, but they'll even take property. Avulim Kodam Nizik. V'tofas metaltlim. What's going to be if the Nizik went himself into the Mazik Sushus and grabbed away metaltlim? He grabbed away a chair. So Locher is Bezdin Goybulam Mehen. Bezdin says, okay, you can keep the chair. Like, let's see, the damage was $100 and this chair is worth $100. You have a right to keep it. So, Mama, what did we just say? We just went over on above that Shova Kesev, what's the Chiddush of Shova Kesev, the value of money? Melamed comes to teach us, Shein Bezdin Nizokkin Elul Nechosim Sheish Lamachrayis. When Bezdin goes down to the Mazik and says, listen, you Mazik, you did damage of $100. You have to pay the Nizik $100. He doesn't have money, he's not going to pay, so Bezdin goes and takes away his fields. Bezdin takes away $100 from his idiots. The more my mashma, how do we know this? How does that say in Shava Kesef? Or Marabba Barula, Dover Hashava Kol Kesef. Something that's worth all this money. Rashi Mishnayisna love, that people give for it, it's worth. Or my niyu, what is it? Dover Shein Lo Yainor. Something that doesn't have Yainor means that you can't fool the guy on it. Karka has no din Yainor. But other things, if he charges 6th more, so the money goes back. If he charges more than a 6th, it's Bitl HaMekach. But by karka, there's no parsha of Yainor. Some say ad machzor there is, but less than a half. If you didn't jip him a half, it doesn't go back. That's what's called dover hashava kol kesef. Means as much as you give it, it has the value of it. Avod for the Gemara is so avod the meshtaras nam yein lehem Yainor. So what do you say only karka for? I avodim and meshtaras also do not have a din of Yainor. Rashi says Avodim and shtaros and kakoyis ain't them as gemara in Zazov. That avodim and shtaros and kakoyis ain't them Yainor. Afilu konim b'yosim with the mem. Even if it charges you more than its value, you can't get it back. So what do you say? Only karka. Say avodim and shtaros also. That can't be shot in shava kesef. Elo rather omar rabba barula. Dover hanikna b'kesef. Something that could be kinda, you could acquire it with the kinyan of kesef. That's what it means. Shava kesef means something you could be kinda with kesef. For the gemara again, why only karka? Avodim and shtaros nami nikta mekesef. You could buy a Nebuchadnezzar also with money. Shtaros also. Rashi mocha shtaros lechaveroi and yochel akechlas vim. That's I know. Rashi shtaros nikta mekesef lo yispara sheicher. Rashi doesn't know exactly where it says it. But our gemara here leads to saying that you could buy a shtar with money also. Rashi doesn't know where it says it. So again, if Shava Kesef means something you could buy with money, why does Bezdin only collect from Karka? Why not from Avodim and Shtaros also? Elo Omer Rav Ashi, Shava Kesef means V'loy Kesef. That you take Shava Kesef, the value, that means Karka, and not money itself, V'loy Kesef Atzmai. Fahani Kula Kesef Ninu, and Avodim and Shtaros, those are called like Kesef. So therefore, Bezdin, when they go to collect, they take Karka, and not Metaltlum V'Avodim and Shtaros. So, Romi le Rav Yehuda b'achinen ol Rav Huna, b'red Rav Yeshua, yes, the kasha. Tony, you're learning me now, shove a kesem malamid, shein bezdin nizokkin, elul nechosim, sheish lamachrayis. You're telling me now, pshat, for now, Mishnah is, that when Bezdin goes down to collect from a mazik, they could only take from his karka, and not from a taltlim, not from kesef. I, what Tanya, we learned before, the pasuk says, Yoshev, that we say, the rabbi, it's a shove a kesef, afilu subin. And if the mazik wants to, he could pay back with anything. Any metaltlim he could pay back with. Even with suvim, even with straw, with pochus, with a very, with the least amount he could pay back with. So how could you tell me now, Bezdin only goes to collect karka? So Gemara says, Hocha b'mayaskinon b'yasme, it's not true. When the mazik himself wants to pay, avad he could pay with anything. That we're saying, Bezdin only takes away karka, that's by yisoymim karminon. That means, let's say the father of the mazik died, and he left over karka. Then Bezdin goes down to the Yisoyim to take away the karka. But metaltlim loy, because that's the cloud, the metaltlim, the yasmi loy mishtav nilabal chayiv. Diglamei malacha misavim konim, Rashi says. But we have to be afraid that maybe the children bought the metaltlim after the father died. So therefore that's a takana that you can never take away metaltlim from Yisaimim. If the mazik died and the children yashened him, Bezdin only takes away from the karka and not from the metaltlim. So that's what we're talking about here, by Yisaimim. Fred Gemara, Ibi Yafi, we're talking about Yisaimim over here. Amos Sefer, what does the Sefer say? In Kodam Nizik Vatosav Metaltlim, the Sefer just said, blessed are the Nizik goes fast and grabs away some metaltlim, he grabs away movables, a chair from the Mazik, is Bezdin Gavulam Mehen? Bezdin lets him keep it. Then the question is why? Ibi Yasmi, if we're talking about here that the Mazik died, and we're talking about taking away from the children, my Bezdin Gavulam Mehen? Why does Bezdin let you keep metaltlim? We just said, you don't take away metaltlim from Yisaimim. So Gemara answers, could the Yomar Rav, like Rav said, Omar Rav Nachman, She'etofas Mechayim. Rav Nachman said in another case that we're talking about that this Nizik grabbed the metaltlim from the Mazik when he was still alive. And then later the father died, and now the children are alive, so now he's going to Bezdin to say, listen, the father owes me $100, and I grabbed this chair 2 months ago when he was still alive. So in such a case, Bezdin would let the Nizik keep the chair. Hochinam here also, it's the same type of a case. She'etofas Mechayim. We're talking about now this Nizik chapped the chair when the Mazik was still alive. True, if the Mazik died first and the Yershim Yarshin, and now you want to chop away a chair from them, nothing doing. Bezdin won't let you take it, you have to give it back. Bezdin only takes away karka from you, Simon. But here we're talking about that you chopped this chair when the father was still alive, that's why it's good. Then the Mishnah says, Bifnei Bezdin, you have to make the Shuma, the valuation in front of Bezdin. Prat, this comes to exclude lemoicha nechosiv. If you sell your property, viyachakah choluch lebezdin, then you go to Bezdin. Rashi says, "Bifnei Bezdin, hoki mashmir masid." What the Mishnah means: Shova kesev bifnei Bezdin, shiyukah koisev bifnei Bezdin. That the kark has to be in front of Bezdin. That means prat lemoicha nechosiv vikilu hamois. Then let's say first you sold all your property, you don't have the money anymore. Or vola Bezdin, now you come to Bezdin. Shein Bezdin Nefroyim in Alakuchas. That's what it means. That Bezdin does not take away from the Lakuchas. Because what happened here? There was a Mazik, someone did damage to you. And he owes you $100. So if he doesn't want to pay you, go to Bezdin, and Bezdin will force him to pay you. So the Mishnah says that Bezdin goes down and takes away his property. But it's only if the property is Bifnei Bezdin means that the Mazik still owns that property. Let's say the Mazik fast went and sold his property to somebody else, and the money he also gave away. So he has nothing now. So when Bezdin comes to him and Bezdin says, you owe money, I have nothing, Bezdin does not go down to Lakuchas to take away those property back. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. You only collect from the karka that the Mazik owns, has right now on hand, and not on the property that he sold. Even if he sold it after the Hezek. So Gemara said to Saul, Shema Aminam, here we have a proof like this. That Lova, let's say you borrow money, Umochar Nechosef, and after you borrow the money, you sell your property. The Yachakach Bola Bezdin, and then the Malva says, listen, pay me back when you go to Bezdin. And Bezdin Goybala Mehem. Bezdin does not take away the property from the Lakeach. The Chazor Takasha. Like, why not? Have you owed Shibuti the Raisa? So as soon as you lent the money, your property is Meshuba for the Choyv. So if you sell it later, so what? The Malva has a right to collect from the Lakuchas. So here also by Mazak also. When you do damage, you're Baal Chayv now. You have to pay. So if so, it's Meshubad. Your Nechosim is Meshubad to pay. So how can you sell your property? Bezdin should still take it away. El Raza Prat Le Bezdin Ejetis. What the Mishnah means to say, Bifnei Bezdin, means to say it has to be a Choshev of Bezdin and not a Bezdin of Ejetis. It has to be a Bezdin that has Smuchim. That's what it means. But Avada, even though the Mazik already sold his property, still there's a klal of Shibudim that you have a right to collect to take it away from the Lakuchas. The Rashi says, Lohokhi Yasim Asisim, the Bezdin Mumchim, Donan Dine Knossus, Vulei Bezdin Adjaitis. To do Dine Knossus, you have to have a Bezdin Mumcha and not Adjaitis. Then the Mishnah says, Alpiyadim. Prat, what does it mean to exclude? Lemoide the Knas. If somebody first is Moide by Knas, by himself, he admits that he did the Knas. And then they come and say, no, he did this. So, Shupotter, he said he's Potter. That's what the Mishnah means to say. How Piedim, Eidim, Asim, Machayev you, and not if you say it yourself. So, Honi, Chalaman, Dioma, that's good if you hold like this, that Moedim, Knas, Vachakach, Boedim is Potter. Elaman, Dioma, no, that Moedim, Knas, even if you admit, you, let's say, stole. So, you want to potter yourself from Kefal. Vachakach, Boedim, then to Eidim come and say, we saw the way you stole, you were Ganif. that chayiv, you have to pay back the kefum. So then, ma'ik lemeimu, what does our Mishnah mean to say? That's fakert for now Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mean it then. So Gemara says, seif ishruch, they know what the seif when it says up here, know what it means.